Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy! And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to hear Riley and I do blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Yeah, do it.
Do it. $3 a month.
Feed our family. You can cut that out.
Nope.
All right. And I have a Spotify comment, and this comes from Chuck Henson Wellness. And it was on our glitch episode. So if you haven't listened to that one, you should, because it's very funny.
It is very funny.
It says, I was working in the backyard and raking leaves, listening to the story with you, and could not stop laughing at the image of she crab walked away. And let me tell you, I think that is like one of our funniest episodes. So go listen to it.
Yeah, like objectively, it is hilarious.
I might listen to it later.
And today we are telling Riley all about Love Unexpected by QB Tyler. And stay tuned to the end of the episode if you want to hear our ratings on it. And I do want to say, Riley, I want you to go into this with the notion that the afterlife is real. And when you die, you see everything that happens to your loved ones after you're gone. And I just want you to have that in your mind.
Okay.
So our FMC Stasia has been in love with an older man since she was 10 years old. But unfortunately, this handsome newcomer married her very own mother 2 years later, making this hottie her very own stepdaddy.
Ugh. Oh, no.
Oh, yes. She obviously has major daddy issues, and that's because her dad left them before Stasia can even remember. Currently, she's about to graduate high school, and her stepdad is her school principal. So that's how her parents met. It was at like a teacher conference night or something, and her stepdad was working with the school, and then her mom was there, and they met and they hit it off.
No.
Yes. Stasia gets good grades, is going to get into basically any college she wants, but her stepdad makes her miserable. He's strict, but she's still super attracted to him, even though they're constantly bickering over everything.
Even though I hate sharing a house with him, I can admit he does provide for some nice eye candy. He has a nice face attached to an even nicer body, complete with abs and this tapered waist you rarely see on a high school principal. Veins protrude from his arms whenever he flexes, and he has perhaps the most muscular legs I've ever seen, thanks to 4 years of college soccer. He's the best thing that ever happened to a pair of shorts, and I'll admit to even running my gaze down his frame when he wears these particular sweatpants of the gray color. I mean, he might annoy me, but I've got eyes.
That's your mom's husband. Stop.
But she had her eyes on him first.
That's true.
Even though she was 10.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't think I was looking at like grown men at the age of 10 being like, yeah.
No.
When I was 10, Lance Bass did it for me.
I don't think I liked anybody at 10. I don't know. I don't know when my awakening was.
I was also very into Simba.
Understandable.
Adult Simba.
Understandable.
And that's an adult man. I mean, yeah. Not a man. He's a lion, but.
An adult lion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
When she was younger and Dominic and her mother had first got together, she hoped that she could get her stepdad to fall in love with her instead. But obviously that didn't happen. So she's just had this secret crush and an outward strained relationship with this man. Despite this, she has a close relationship with her mom, who is a hardworking oncology nurse. She'd worked her ass off to raise Stasia alone since she'd gotten pregnant at 20. And it was just the two of them until she'd met Dominic. And her mom is like a really good mom. I want you to remember that.
Yeah, like the best.
She's a really good mom. Her and Stasia have a very good, healthy relationship.
I'm scared for what's to come.
So just keep that in mind. Stasia is sitting in class when her name is called over the loudspeaker, telling her to report to the office immediately. She's got a bad feeling, and on her walk there, she runs smack dab into Dominic. Remember, he's the principal. And as soon as she sees his face, she knows something is really, really wrong. Her mom is dead, killed in a car accident.
What the fuck?
On the way to work, as an oncology nurse.
I knew she was gonna die. That's terrible.
Yeah.
A week later, she's at the funeral and she's completely numb. She hasn't cried once. She's sitting next to Dominic when she sees a strangely familiar face in the crowd, but she doesn't know who it is. Then Dominic looks over and he's pissed. And it turns out this man is Stasia's biological father. When the service is over and everyone is coming over to give Stasia and Dominic their condolences, she's approached by the man. But Dominic quickly intervenes, telling him to get the fuck away from her and calls him a worthless piece of shit. The man says he's just here to pay his respects, but Dominic isn't having any of this. He says that although he is here to pay his respects, he's also here because Stasia's mom has been keeping her from him. So he's like, I know I haven't been around, but it's like because your mom wouldn't let me be around.
Right,
the phone
works
both ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stasia breaks down and starts to sob, and Dominic holds her tight. Once the embrace is over, she steps to her dad demanding to know his name, and it's Micah. He was in business with a lot of bad people when her mom got pregnant, but he's totally legit now. And it sounds like he was like a mobster or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's Italian, right?
Yeah, he's Italian. It's literally like Tony Soprano's garbage business. That's no his shit. Like legit business.
Yeah, he's like, don't worry, don't worry.
It's only garbage. It's only garbage.
Waste management, okay?
Micah says he wrote her and sent her birthday cards, but she never received them. He assures her that he loves her and he's always loved her, but he stayed away to keep her safe. He loved her mother too, very much so. He tried to contact her when Stasia was 15, but her mom had sent him away and told him not to contact Stasia again. But then Dominic interjects and says, he is her father. He taught her to ride a bike. He taught her to drive. He's been here for the last 7 years and she doesn't need this deadbeat. Micah looks to Stasia and hands her his card, telling her to call him any time of day or night. He wants to get to know her and form some sort of relationship. But Dominic snatches the card and tells Micah to get the fuck out.
See, I don't like this.
Why?
He's sitting here being like, I taught her how to ride a bike. I taught her how to do all these things.
I'm her dad.
Yeah, and I feel like I know what's to come.
Maybe she fucks her real dad. We don't know.
I was going to say that'd be less bad, but no, it wouldn't.
No, that'd be way worse. Micah apologizes to Stasia for being absent and gives his condolences again and does as he's told. The next day, Dominic hands her the card and tells her she's almost 18. This is all up to her, but Stasia is unsure what she wants from her biological dad. Dominic tells her she's all that he has left of her mother, and he hopes she'll stay here with him. She doesn't have to try and find anywhere else to go if she doesn't want to, and she tells him they're in this together now. Which I thought was weird, because, like, why would you assume that I would move out of my own house?
Yeah.
But he's like, don't worry, you can stay here. And she's like, cool, thanks.
She's like, yeah, I will, because it's my house.
A few weeks pass, and Stasia heads back to school to complete her last week before she graduates high school. And I think she's 18 at this point. I think her birthday has come to pass.
Okay.
She's legal, barely.
Gross.
Dominic takes his leave for the rest of the school year, so he's too distraught to even go back to work.
Poor guy.
On this day, he drops her off at school, and Stasia notices that he's in a particularly sour mood, and she can't figure out what's got him so aggravated. At lunch that day, she's sitting with her bestie, Kate, when Stasia's friends with benefits, Carter, walks up, telling them about how his parents are out of town this weekend, so he's having a get-together. She's apprehensive because despite the fact they've fooled around, she's not really interested in losing her virginity this weekend. But he gives her a sweet kiss and says, please. So she finally says, okay, I'm in. When she gets home from school, she walks into her house to hear an irate Dominic screaming at someone on the phone. It doesn't take long for her to realize he's speaking with Micah and demanding that the man give Stasia some space to grieve her mother and not to ambush her, expecting a relationship while she's in such a vulnerable state. And I guess Dominic had found out that Micah was calling the school to try and speak to Stasia behind everyone's back. And since Dominic is the principal of the school, he was alerted, and that's why he was being such a stinker this morning on the way to school.
Oh, shit. Also, like, that's kind of weird. Why are you calling the school?
Because he doesn't want to call the house and, like, talk to Dominic.
But don't be slimy.
He's a slimy dude. When he gets off the phone, he explains everything to Stasia, who tells Dominic that he's the one who stepped up to be the father figure when Micah wasn't around. So, at least for right now, she's not really interested in a relationship with Micah. Dominic is all she needs. They have a little heart-to-heart moment where Stacia tells him that she's having a lot of conflicting feelings surrounding the passing of her mother and finding out that she'd kept her dad away from her this entire time without considering her feelings on it first. He validates her feelings and tells her he completely understands because when his first wife died, he was angry at her too and felt guilty for being mad at someone who was dead. So Stasia's mom is his second wife because his first wife also passed away.
I'm sorry, but you had two wives that died? Yeah.
Huh, what'd you do?
Yeah, somebody look into this guy.
That is a true crime.
That is weird as fuck, yeah.
He pushes a piece of hair behind her ear and softly tells her that he's always here for her, however she needs him. And her mind immediately flickers to what he could possibly mean by that. Like, do you mean that as, like, more than a dad? Or, like, just a dad, you know?
Yeah.
You mean that as a daddy or a dad?
Yeah.
I swallow hard, pushing the wicked thoughts back into that box labeled daddy issues. It isn't often that the carnal thoughts about my stepfather float through my mind, but every once in a while they spring up, setting my insides on fire and the space between my legs slick with desire. I've forced those thoughts out of my head and replaced them with what I believe to be hate. I told myself that I don't like my stepfather, that he is overbearing and irritating, but really, he's just overprotective, and the only reason he irritates me is because I can't have him. Yeah, girl, think about your mom in heaven, okay?
Finally, it's the night of Carter's party, and she purposefully tells Dom where she's going so he won't allow her to be out all night. She's not really interested in a sleepover and losing her virginity tonight, so she's like, Dom, I'm going to my boyfriend's house. Tell me I have to be back at 11.
Yeah, nice.
He drops her off out front and tells her to be careful tonight, and she tells him she will be and gives him a smooch on the cheek. As soon as her lips brush his beard, she's all sorts of tingly, though, even though it was just supposed to be an innocent kiss. She panics and hops out of the car immediately and sees that he's just staring straight ahead at the road. As soon as she walks in, she's spotted by a drunk-ass Kate who is fully ready to get wild tonight. Then, the school mean girl Marissa walks in, purposefully talking loudly about how hot Carter looks tonight and how she's sleeping over at his house. I guess a bunch of the kids are sleeping, or not kids, they're adults now. I guess a bunch of these people are sleeping over at Carter's house.
They are children.
Teenagers.
Toddlers.
Yeah.
Stacia turns around and is like, okay, you're pathetic. You only want him because he wants me, but take him if you want to, because I don't want him as anything more than a friend, so you can have my sloppy seconds if you want, I guess, you weirdo. Just clocks her.
Oh, get her.
Marissa storms off, and she's swooped up by Carter, who tells her he has some weed in his room if she wants, which she very much does. But as soon as they get inside, he shuts the door and he's immediately all over her and she's super yucked out and not into it at all. She pushes him off and smokes some of his weed and he starts to get all shitty about how she's making him work so hard for it. And she tells him they're literally not together. He's the one who keeps telling people that and she doesn't owe him anything. He says he wants them to go official, and when she says she's not ready for that right now, he makes some shitty comment about how she's using her dead mommy issues to get out of being in a relationship with him.
Okay, her mom didn't die that long ago.
Yeah, it was like a week, well, like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, chill.
He's like, get over your dead mom.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. How much time do you need? Fuck me.
Suck my dick.
She does. She does suck his dick. Take what you can get, Carter. She tells him that whatever was going on between the two of them is finished and storms out, leaving the party. When she gets outside, she almost calls Dom to come pick her up, but then she gets a wild hair and dials Micah instead. When he answers, he seems super busy, but she's like, hey, I was just wondering if you'd like to come to my graduation next weekend. And he's like, sure, okay, I can move some things around, but I'm on a meeting with someone from the West Coast right now, so I actually have to go. Bye. And ends the call. And she's like, cool, great talk. Thanks, Dad.
Mobster.
She calls Dom, who immediately answers, and once he hears that she sounds upset, he's like, I'll be right there, baby. Just give me a few minutes.
Ugh, God, gross.
Yeah.
On the drive home, she won't tell him what's bothering her and what happened at the party that made her want to leave after less than an hour, but he knows she's high. He's surprisingly cool with it and tells her he's known she smokes for a while, and they can order a pizza. Dom heads to his bedroom right when the pizza gets there, and she just doom scrolls and eats. After a while, she decides to watch her comfort movie, Scream.
Okay. That is a good movie. It's not too scary.
Skeet Ulrich? Oh my God.
So hot.
Yeah.
Sexy. Sexy man.
Sexy.
He's definitely the hottest guy in this world named Skeet.
Yeah.
She feels like someone's watching her once the movie starts getting spooky and Dominic pops out scaring her. So he gave her like a little prank, you know?
Fun.
She jumps and screams and he busts out laughing, plopping down on the couch with her. He pulls her to sit next to him and is like, "Aw, you got scared, poor baby." Which, weird, okay. Weird.
Yeah.
But then she gets a good look at him and realizes he didn't go to bed. He smoked weed too. So now they're both high. I put in my notes, high, high, you both high. After hanging out for a few minutes, they head to his room because he's feeling generous and splits a joint with her. Which, like, why do you need to smoke a joint in bed with her? Why couldn't you just bring that to the living room?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, a joint. Nice.
So they're smoking a joint in his bed. But when he won't pass it back to her, she pouts and says, "Please, daddy." And she swears she sees something not so innocent in his eyes for a split second. They get super, super high and flop down on his bed just talking about their feelings about life and death and stuff. And then she stupidly spills the beans about how she had a crush on him when she was 10. And he sits up and is like, "Wait, what?" And she's like, "Relax, it's not like I have a crush on you now or anything." But in her head, she's like, "Except I totally do."
Yeah, she does.
The next morning, Dom wakes up before Stasia and shoots out of bed upon seeing his stepdaughter sound asleep with her back pressed against his side. But not only that, he has morning wood.
Oh.
But he tells himself it's normal. It's the morning. It's normal. Nothing to do with my 18-year-old stepdaughter in bed with me.
I mean, like, isn't that factual? Men just wake up with boners?
Yeah, but like, waking up next to your stepdaughter with a boner would be alarming.
That would be.
Regardless of the reasoning for said boner.
And I just know where this is going. So I'm like,
Do you though? Are you sure?
I think so.
Maybe you'll be surprised pleasantly.
Maybe.
Maybe this is a Carter redemption story.
I doubt it.
He gets up to make some coffee and clear his head when he gets a call from his brother checking in to see how he's holding up. He tells Seth, his brother, that he's fine and so is Stasia. And Seth is like, "Wait, she's staying with you instead of her grandparents?" Which, like, yes, it's her house. Why would she move out?
Yeah, all her shit's there. Her room's there. That's where she's been living.
Yeah. And Dom is like, "Yeah, she didn't want to move away from her friends, so of course she can stay here." And Seth asks if it's hard having a younger, hot-ass version of his late wife walking around.
What a weird thing to say.
Yes. And Dom tells Seth to shut his fucking mouth. That's his stepdaughter he's referring to. Seth says, "Well, Angela died, so technically she's not your stepdaughter anymore." But Dom has had enough and ends the call. Very strange train of thought from his brother.
Yeah, men are stupid.
Yeah.
He grabs a second cup of coffee and heads upstairs to give one to Stasia, but he finds her crying in her bedroom, so he goes in and sits with her, asking what's the matter. She tells him to go away, so he pulls her face to look at him.
I let out a shaky breath as I see her brown eyes that are so bright that it stuns me. For a moment, I'm so captivated by the beautiful color of her eyes, I forget why they're that color. "Your eyes, they're so clear and bright. I've never seen them this color before." I press a hand to her cheek and rub a thumb under her eye. They're like honey. Sometimes her bottom lip trembles. She traps it between her teeth. When I cry, they get lighter.
I don't know why I put LOL in my notes, but I think I read it and I was like, lame.
Yeah, that's silly.
They get lighter when I cry. Shut up. She says she's just feeling a lot of feelings about everything that's going on. He holds her and gives her a kiss on the forehead, telling her that he totally gets it and it's okay to feel everything that she's feeling about losing her mom. She cries into his shirt for a minute and then pulls herself together. It's the next weekend and it's time for Stasia's graduation ceremony. Dom couldn't be prouder of her and gives her a big old hug when it's over. But as they're taking photos together, none other than Micah shows up. A whole argument breaks out between Micah, Dom, and Stasia's grandparents about how Micah shouldn't have come and Dom is her real father.
Oh, really hammering it home.
Yeah. He raised her.
Yeah.
He accuses Dom of feeling threatened by him coming for the spot of father figure in Stasia's life and then says congratulations to Stasia and leaves. A week passes and Dominic decides to get Stasia out of her funk by going on a little father-daughter vacation to their lake house 8 hours away. When they're about halfway there, Stasia looks over from the passenger seat and really just admires Dom in his basketball shorts and backwards hat because he's looking like a snack right now. He's just really looking good.
Just in a casual, nice outfit. I mean, I do love a backwards hat moment on Andrew, so I get it.
Yeah.
Like, really just laid back, letting it all out there.
Yeah, they've, like, smoked weed together.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool.
They're chilling. They're bonding.
I hate it.
Yeah. And I do feel like that would give her a different view of him, you know?
Yeah. She's grieving.
Oh, God.
They start talking about Micah, and Stasia tells him she doesn't need Micah. She needs him. He's really starting to feel like a friend to her in the last month or so, and he tells her he's sorry for making such a scene at her graduation. Finally, they're at the lake house, and Stasia changes into a skimpy little thong bikini and grabs her Kindle and heads to the pool to relax.
No.
Such a choice.
You would never catch me alive in that around my parents.
Wait, a thong bikini?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand how those are like a thing for the public also. Super cute. Love them. People look hot.
They're at a lake house.
I know, but I'm saying like in the, they are at a lake house. You're right. You're right. I mean, yeah, would never wear that around my parents. But sometimes I like, you see them in Tahoe. I'm like, there's children. They see your butt crack. Your whole crack.
It's just a butt cheek. Everybody's got a butt cheek.
That's true. That's true.
Her stepdad's not supposed to know she has a butt cheek.
He has butt cheeks. Everyone's got butt cheeks.
I know, but there are certain people that aren't supposed to see certain people's butt cracks.
Free the anus.
Okay.
I'm going to start the free the anus movement.
Okay.
Charlotte's just outside bleaching her asshole in the sun.
Hell yeah, in the front yard, not even in the backyard.
Is that when you're like sunning your perineum?
Yeah, it's supposed to be really good for you.
It really is. It's like you're supposed to start your day that way. The sun does not face my house that way, so it couldn't.
Just go out to like the street, like your parking lot. Free the anus.
I'm not ready for that. I need to lose a couple more pounds before I'm ready to do that.
Okay, I'm telling you, in the next 20 years or so, someone's going to be listening to this episode and they're going to be like, wow, Charlotte was really ahead of the time.
They're going to be like, wow, we all do that now.
Yeah. Mark my words.
We'll see.
So she's out at the pool with her Kindle and her little thong bikini, and Dom comes out with virgin daiquiris and immediately takes in what she's wearing. After he's done staring for longer than he should have, he tells her not to wear that to the beach. It's not appropriate. And she's like, shut up, I'm 18. But he's like, no, seriously, you can wear that here, but do not leave the property in that. I am so serious. He goes back inside, and once she's sure he's gone, she unties her top so she doesn't get any tan lines and starts reading her spicy little book.
But like, has it above her boobies? Or tits are out.
It didn't sound like her tits were out. It sounded like she was on her stomach.
Yeah. And then just like undoes the strap so like the back doesn't get.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
An hour later, Dominic still hasn't come back outside and she starts to get worried. So she heads inside to look for him. She checks up in his room, but it's empty. And then she hears the shower going. So she's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. He left to go take a shower, whatever. But then she hears something else. Her stepdad is jorking and moaning loudly in the shower.
Oh, no.
For whatever reason, instead of walking away, she's compelled to walk toward the noise.
Well, yeah.
She's pressing her ear to the bathroom door and hears him saying stuff like, yeah, yeah, right there. I can't. Fuck. Probably just like that, too.
I would literally take the car and leave.
Sometimes I feel like people have like the craziest imagination when they're jerking it.
I don't. I'm just trying to get it done.
Yep. I'm closing my eyes. I see black and I'm just done.
You just got to get there until you're there, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. It's like 2 minutes and then I'm done. Bing, bang, boom.
And it's perfect. That's a perfect amount of time.
But like, what is he dreaming up? What is he conjuring up in his mind to where he's like, yeah,
his
yeah. Like
stepdaughter?
That.
His late wife, probably.
Right. Which one? The first one or the second one?
Both of them. Smooching in heaven.
Por que no los dos?
And now she's basically forcing her hand not to go down her bikini bottoms. She thinks back on the porn she'd found on his computer as a child, and it was all older men and barely legal teens.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Lock him up. Lock him up.
Yeah.
Barely legal. They're legal.
Nope.
It is a weird. God, we can't kink shame. Fuck.
If they turn 18 the day before, I'm king shaming.
Yeah.
She's been 18 for like a week and a half.
Yeah.
Calm down. You prude.
What if we are prude?
I don't know. I'm 35 and I don't even want to be friends with an 18-year-old, let alone a punk one.
It's weird. I don't want to be friends with like a 21-year-old.
But maybe she's just mature for her age.
She's not. Ew. She's not.
Then she hears him grunt out, "Fuck, I'm so sorry." And then the water shuts off. She books it back to her own room and tells herself she cannot rub one out right now while she's all horned up over her own stepfather. So she heads back to the pool where Dominic is just chilling with a book. He's being nonchalant.
Okay, so he's already down back at the pool?
Yeah, he's like, "Hey.
Where you been, girl?"
He looks at her and tells her that swimsuit should be illegal. She's barely covered. She's feeling ballsy and decides to test out this sexual tension. She walks, shaking her ass, to go sit next to him and lays on her stomach, asking if he can rub some sunscreen on her back.
Roll this trick in the book.
He grabs the tube and tells her to stand up and notices that she has a secret tattoo on her side and asks when she got it. She says a few months ago, and he's instantly disapproving. But then she starts to get flustered and says, "Wait, I want to swim," and jumps into the pool. He jumps in after her for whatever reason, and he grabs her waist and she hops on his back like a piggyback ride, which was super weird. Why are you doing that?
I feel my sex opening up and my clit clenches in response to the fact that it's pressed up against his back. I squeeze my legs around him tighter and wrap my arms around his neck. "Thanks for the ride," I giggle as he moves slowly around the pool.
No.
"Thanks for the ride."
He brings up Micah again and apologizes for feeling threatened about her reaching out to him, and she wraps her legs around him and just hops on with their fronts pressed together for whatever reason. She says he has nothing to worry about. Nobody will compare to Dom. Dom gets out of the pool with a clear bulge in his swim trunks and says they should go get food. There's a place him and her mom found last summer that's really good. And Stas gets freaked out about the fact that him saying that made her feel weirdly jealous of her own dead mother. Insane.
So many things to unpack.
Girl, go to therapy right now.
Nobody in this book gets therapy and they all need it. She heads upstairs and puts on a dress and some cute makeup. And when she meets up with Dom in the living room, he looks her up and down and just says, "Fuck," under his breath. He's like, "Damn, it's my hot-ass stepdaughter." When they get to the restaurant, a waiter asks Stasia for her number, which she gives him. And Dom is, like, oddly jealous about it.
Mm.
The rest of dinner is pleasant. And afterwards, they go for a nice walk along the beach. As they're walking, Stas is feeling bold and is finally like, "Okay, let's cut to the chase. Things are different between us, so are you going to admit what you feel for me?" He begins to deny it, but then the waiter texts her and he gets visibly jealous. So Stasia takes advantage of it and is like, "Maybe I'll tell him to come by the house and he can see me in that yellow bikini you hate." But Dom is like, "Do not do that." She tells him maybe she just needs a little male attention after everything that's happened, and she knows how he feels, so she won't tell if he won't. He says this is a super bad idea, but she says they're in a town where nobody knows who they are. So just one kiss. What's the worst that could happen? And he's completely torn. She assures him it's fine. It's not incest because they aren't blood related. But he says he feels like they won't stop after just a kiss. And he's still saying this is just not a good idea.
"You think I don't notice the way you eyed me in that swimsuit? Or in this dress tonight? The way you held me the night we smoked? You want so much more with me and it scares the shit out of you. You think?" I scream, and her eyes widen as she takes a step back. "Stasia, you're my stepdaughter. I'm 18. What the fuck does that matter? I was married to your mother. And then sadly, so fucking sadly, she died. In what world does that mean I should just move on to her daughter?"
"Yeah, I agree."
"Yeah, don't worry. That doesn't matter at all, though. In the next, like, 2 minutes, that's all out the window."
"Yeah, because men just think with their stupid dicks."
This poor woman in heaven watching down to check on her daughter.
Yeah, she's probably like, "I knew it. I knew it."
He tells her it would be wrong for them to do this, and she says maybe they can just help each other move past all the grief. And she knows he wants her the way she wants him. They can be what each other needs. And he says, so you need what, an orgasm? And she says, I said a kiss, unless you're thinking of kissing me somewhere else. He immediately is starting to think about going down on his own stepdaughter, but snaps out of it and says, no, we're going home. So Stasia throws a little fit and pulls out her phone to text Trent, the waiter. In the car on the way back to the house, he's telling her that she is most definitely not going out with some strange dude in a random town. And she says, why exactly not? And he pulls out the, because I said so. Classic dad move.
Afraid that doesn't work anymore, daddy dearest, she sasses. If you want a prayer at getting your way, I suggest you stop calling me that. I speak the words, but my cock wholeheartedly disagrees with the way it's pulsing in my slacks. I can already feel the pre-cum leaking into my briefs, and I shift uncomfortably at the thought that I'm in this confined space with my stepdaughter getting harder by the second. The movement must catch her attention because she looks towards me, then down at my lap. Are you hard? Why would you ask your stepdad that?
Finally, he cracks and tells her to describe her panties to him. She says they're white and lace with a sheer crotch and a G-string between her ass cheeks.
My God.
His self-control lasted like 30 seconds.
I drool at the thought of plucking that thin string, moving it to the side and sliding my tongue between her ass and into that sacred hole. My mouth waters at the idea of kissing her through those sheer panties. Do you have hair on your cunt, Stassi, or are you bare? Fuck. She breathes out and stares at the road in front of us. I'm bare. Of course you are. I grumble. I hadn't expected anything else from my walking sex of a stepdaughter.
She's bare because she is a child.
Okay. She hasn't gone through puberty yet.
Do you have hair on your cunt? Yeah, that's a question you ask your stepdaughter.
Yep. He asks if she's wet, and she says she's wetter than she's ever been in her life. When they park in the driveway, they both book it inside, and he tells her she cannot tell a single soul about what happens here tonight, and she says deal. As soon as they're inside, he's running his hands all over her body and kissing down her neck, and then they're dry humping on the couch. Then it's makeout city, and Dom is super, super into this despite how wrong he knows it is.
The thought that I'm about to have an orgasm by dry humping my stepdaughter fuels my hormones and makes me even harder and more desperate for my release. We kiss for I don't know how long, my lips exploring every inch of her face, neck, and chest as she finds the weak spot behind my ear and a spot on my neck. I can feel her sweet pussy leaking all over me with every thrust. My cock glides easily over her, making a mess between us. Oh, good grief.
She pulls back and he tells her she's the most beautiful woman he's ever seen, which is like, what about her dead mom?
Yeah.
Angela's just in heaven like, God damn it.
Yeah, hotter, younger. Yeah.
She asks if he wants to see more of her, and now reality sinks in and he realizes this is fucked up and tells her whatever happens cannot go past this weekend. And she says, okay, that's fine, but I want you. I'm a virgin and I want you to be my first. He is shocked. And then her phone rings. It's Micah, her dad. And he's asking where she's at. And when she says she's at the lake house with Dominic, Micah is like, that's weird as hell. I saw the way he looks at you, like a boyfriend or something. And she's like, well, good thing I'm 18 and you don't have a say in my life. And she hangs up the phone.
I wouldn't have said that, but
that's what she went with.
I would have said, that's my stepdad. What are you talking about?
You fucking weirdo. That would be weird as hell. As they're dry humping.
Yeah, that's weird. Hangs up.
Dom is again slammed back to reality and tells her Micah's right. They can't do this. It's fucked up. But she's not having any of it and looks down to the wet spot on his pants.
Is this you or me? She asks. And when I look down and see the wet spot on my slacks, I'm hard again and the prior conversation forgotten. Probably a little of both. You were soaking me, baby. I can't help it. You make me this way, she whispers. She pulls her dress up slightly more, and before I can ask her to wait, her hand is under her dress and between her legs. I've never been this wet before. Yeah, he literally has no self-control at all. He's like, no, we shouldn't. And she goes, is this me or you? And he says, both.
He asks if anyone has ever made her wet before since she's a virgin and all. And she's like, why didn't you specify if a guy made me wet? Because he said, has anyone made you wet? Not, has a guy made you wet?
Mm.
And she's like, are you asking if I've ever messed around with girls? Is that what you're into? And he tells her that thinking about watching her with another girl makes him less angry than thinking about her with a guy. Then she confesses that while she's never explicitly hooked up with a girl before, she has sexted one before, and now he wants details.
How would you feel if I told you that she wanted to rub her cunt against mine until she orgasmed? Scissoring, I believe they call it. A devilish smirk finds her lips as she stares up at me through thick, full eyelashes. She wanted me to make her come just using my pussy. She said she'd rub her clit against mine until I came so hard I saw stars. Direct quote. She winks and slides her hand up my shoulder. Do you think you could make me come so hard I see stars? I'm rather fond of astronomy, you know. She stands up on her tiptoes, her body completely pressed against mine as she actually purrs against me.
Okay.
Then she grabs a bottle of whiskey and tells him to meet her upstairs. When he goes up there after her, she pulls off her dress and throws on one of his shirts instead. But he pauses because he notices that she has a secret nipple ring. Now he's in dad mode.
Wait, so she just has one?
Yeah. Just one.
That is weird for a woman, I feel.
Different strokes for different folks, and it's the least weird decision she's made in this book so far, so.
You know what? You're right. I'm being judgmental.
She is fucking her stepdad, so.
True.
I think one nipple ring we can let slide.
Hap one nipple ring. Don't fuck your stepdad. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
He's shocked when she says she's had it for a year, but he's intrigued, so he starts playing with it and eventually takes it into his mouth. Then he asks if she has anything else pierced, and she tells him to come find out for himself.
I have to know, has anyone kissed you here? His hand sneaks down and rubs me gently through my wet panties. I bite my bottom lip. Yes. Who? He growls, and I yelp when he bites down harder on my breast. Guy from school. What fucking guy? He growls again. I grab his dark, luscious hair and pull his head away from my breast to stare into his eyes, his mouth slick with his spit that's glistening on my breast. You can't be jealous when you've been banging my mother for years. Banging my mother.
My dead mother.
His wife? His literal wife?
Yeah.
He tells her that he can make her come harder than some lame-ass high school guy, and she tells him to put his money where his mouth is. Better yet, put his mouth where her pussy is.
Yeah.
He once again tells her this is wrong, but she's like, well, we're already here, so... Then she throws in that she's also sucked dick before, and he's like, don't fucking tell me that.
Would you like me to suck your dick, Daddy? He doesn't say anything. He just stares at me as I begin rocking myself against his dick. He always comes in my mouth. I bite my bottom lip for emphasis. I swallow.
He tells her now that he knows about her nipple ring, she's not allowed to wear bras ever again. Better yet, she can just go topless. And she's like, okay, but if I do that, you have to touch me. And he says the second he sees her pussy, he'll probably lose his mind. And she says she'll help him look for it after her orgasm, which makes him chuckle.
God, I love you, Stasia. I frown at his words, wondering what he means. Like a daughter? Like a daughter. He clears his throat. And something else, something I don't understand. Like, your lover? You can't be my lover, Stasia. It's wrong. I cock an eyebrow and head in tandem. You've kissed me and left hickeys on my tits. I think we're way past wrong. I helped raise you, he counters. No one knows that here. I married your mother, he argues back. His cock jumps between us again, rubbing against my clit, and I moan. Seems like that turns you on, Daddy dearest. This is all sorts of fucked up.
Mm-hmm. But he sits up and is like, I've known you since you were 10. I was your high school principal. Your mother would kill me if she saw this. We can't. If we were anyone else, we could, but we aren't, so we can't. She leaves to go jerk off alone in her room while Dominic spirals in his. Eventually, Dom goes to bed and Stasia has to use her vibrator twice with no relief. But then she gets an idea. It's the most insane idea in the entire world.
What is it?
Yeah.
She takes her vibrator with her, sneaks into Dom's room to find him sound asleep in bed, pulls off her panties, and straddles his face while she masturbates on top of him while he's sleeping.
Oh my God.
Psychotic.
That is insane.
He's asleep through a surprising amount of this, but then he wakes up and is like, what the fuck are you doing? But she doesn't stop, so he tells her to put her hands on the headboard. She's going to be riding his face. He tells her to turn the light on because he wants to see her.
I sputter lips, revealing pink, slick flesh that makes my cock throb and arousal pools at the tip. I meet her hooded gaze as I take one slow lick through her folds. She convulses, and I can feel her legs shaking around me. Daddy, I'm going to come, she whispers, and fuck if that doesn't make the pre-cum slide down my shaft.
He fingers her, but is careful not to break her hymen and tells her to ride his face. So she does. He tells her she's gonna come, and he thinks to himself, this is the hottest moment of his life.
Poor mom.
Yeah, for real.
I grip Stasia's ass, pulling her harder against me, and with one final swipe over her clit, she detonates. Her flavor explodes on my tongue as she squirts down my throat. Her salty, sweet arousal pours out of her and all over my lips and chin, dripping down my neck, untouched, pure, like sex. Fuck, I want her for every meal for the rest of my life.
All right.
She climbs down his body and peels his shorts off. He tells her they are not having sex, and she says she knows, she just wants to rub it on herself. She's never had a dick between her legs before. And he says, okay, so she gets going. She tells him what a nice dick he has and how she's going to rub herself on it till she comes, and then she's going to lick it off. And he's like, whoa, 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 how much porn are you watching? And she says, only the porn you watch. I caught you jerking it once and checked your browser history. A lot of daddy stepdaughter stuff on there. Have you thought about fucking me before? And he admits he's not proud of it, but he has, which would mean that she was underage when he was thinking about it.
Pervert.
Yeah.
Lock him up.
She starts slapping his dick against her clit, saying she's gonna come again. And he's like, yes, come for daddy. She begs to be fucked, but he says, no, not yet. Then reaches around toward her asshole, asking if she's ever been touched here before, because he wants to take her everywhere. And she's like, wait, you don't want to fuck me, and now you want to fuck me everywhere? And he says he wants to take it slow when she loses her virginity. And she says, wait, when? And he says, yes, when. So not if I take your virginity, when I take your virginity.
Yeah, no self-restraint. None.
No. He flips her onto her back, slaps her pussy a few times, spits on it, and then starts going down on her again. He tells her once she comes again, then he'll know she's ready. It doesn't take long since he's basically a master at eating puss. And then he slides up her body and asks again if this is really what she wants. And she says yes. He starts to slide into her while playing with her clit to distract her from the pain, and then warns her that he likes to fuck hard, like Christian Grey.
Wait, so is he in her pussy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's sliding it in.
Oh, so they're fucking.
Yeah, yeah, fully fucking. She says, okay, so fuck me hard, and slams down hard, pushing him all the way in, and she screams when her hymen rips.
Yeah, bitch.
That shit hurts.
Mm-hmm.
He freaks out saying he's sorry, but she's like, just keep going, it's fine. They finally find their rhythm, and he pulls out, telling her to get on her hands and knees, and he starts eating her ass. Since this hasn't happened before, she's kind of freaked out about it.
If you even think about getting prude on me, I'll put you on your stomach, tie your arms and legs to each corner of this bed, and eat your ass until you fucking cry. He growls as his tongue circles my hole. I just, till you cry, he says as he probes my ass between each word. That would make me cry right there.
Yeah, that's so aggressive.
Yeah! Then he puts his dick back into her and starts fucking her doggy style, pulling her hair by the ponytail, and tells her she needs to come so he can finish. But she says she doesn't know if she can.
That wasn't a question or a fucking request, Stasia Ray. Make your pussy green the fuck all over my cock. I don't care what you have to do to get there. But now I need touch me, daddy, please.
Cream all over my cock.
This is her losing her virginity and he's talking to her like that.
No. Yeah. Telling her he's gonna, like, basically hog tie her and eat her ass till she cries. And he's like, I want you to have a nice first time. I want to take it slow. What happened to that?
That's out the window. That's back with, we're not having sex. This is wrong.
Yeah, what the fuck?
He reaches around to rub her clit, which sends her over the edge, and he follows soon after, telling her how her pussy is his, and it always will be because he claimed it first. Then they fall back into the bed, and Stasia feels ashamed when she sees she bled on his dick.
Hey, none of that. Nothing to be embarrassed about. To be honest, it makes me feel proud as fuck to have your blood on my dick, Stasia. I don't know how I'll ever look at my cock again and not remember this. Remember how you came and bled all over my cock the night I took your virginity?
Okay.
That's her stepdad.
What a weird fucking thing to say.
Then he tells her, let's get cleaned up. We're taking a bubble bath together.
As stepdad and stepdaughter do.
As they do.
After the bath, they get back into bed, but Dominic isn't saying very much. She asks if he regrets it, and he says no, but they will not be able to continue this back at home. But he lets her know that she does make him feel things that he never has before. And I'm like,
sorry, Mom.
Your poor dead wives.
Yeah, what the fuck?
He says that they can continue this conversation in the morning, and he tells her that he loves her. In the morning, he brings her breakfast and coffee in bed, letting her know that he's running to the store. He tells her to put on her skimpy yellow bikini so he can fuck her in it, and then he leaves. Later by the pool, she takes her top off, and then he eats her out on the side of the pool.
Dominic, I protest, wanting his cock more than his mouth at the moment. If I can't taste you after this weekend, I need to gorge on you as much as possible. He sucks my clit into his mouth, running his teeth over the sensitive bundle of nerves, and I convulse under his full lips. I assume he's planning to eat me to an orgasm, so an immediate whine leaves my lips when he stops. My eyes fly open to see him hovering over me and stroking his cock.
Easy, white chocolate. I wouldn't want you to melt.
a classic.
But he doesn't want to wait and he wants to come inside her, so he lifts her up and enters her. After she comes, she wonders how they're supposed to stop doing this once they are back home. It's their last day on vacation, and they're trying to unpack the fucked up things that they've done over the weekend and how it fits into their grief of Angela dying. She sits next to him, saying that they should finish out their weekend before the rules take place because she still wants him, and then she starts rubbing his dick through his boxers. Then she pulls his dick out and sits on it, and as they start to get going, Dominic really does think about how fucked up this is and tells her to stop pulling her off. He tells her to start packing while he showers, and she loses her shit, telling him to fuck off, fuck you, and fuck this, and then she leaves.
An 18-year-old.
Yeah. Their 8-hour road trip home is awkward and full of silent anger from Stacia, and as soon as they get back home, she leaves straight for Kate's house. It's been a week later, and it's torture for Stacia. Carter's been blowing up her phone nonstop, and he calls again, but as she silences the call, there's a knock at the door. It's Carter, and he wants a second chance with her after fucking everything up at his party. She says that she's not interested in any sexual activity with him, and they can just be friends. And then Dominic is shoving her aside, asking what's going on and why this boy is at his home asking his stepdaughter about sexual activity.
If anyone's gonna be fucking my stepdaughter, it's gonna be me.
Yeah.
Dominic also tells him that she's clearly not interested and to never show up again. And then he closes the door and asks if that's who she was messing around with. She asks him if he's actually jealous.
I don't like that he's bothering you, he responds. Yeah, bullshit. You don't like that he's bothering me or that he's the only other man that knows what my cunt tastes like? Yeah, I mean, you clocked him there, little weirdo.
Dominic wants to know why she never had sex with Carter, and she says it's because she wanted her first time with someone special who she loves and trusts, like Dominic.
I think maybe you need to understand there are different types of love that, like, shouldn't intertwine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Dominic apologizes for being such an asshole to her their last day on vacation, and she says that he wasn't an asshole, but he was hurt and angry just like her. He admits to wanting to fuck Stacia while her mom was alive too, and that's why he was watching the stepdaughter porn. No shit, bro.
Oh, God.
She was underage, you sicko.
Yeah.
And what's crazy to me is, like, he's known her since she was 10.
Yeah.
Like, you've seen her as a little 10-year-old girl before she ever had her period.
Yeah.
Just a child.
Pervert.
And then as she grew, he said, oh, nice.
He did say, like, I didn't start thinking about fucking you until you were, like, 17.
And
just
a half.
So you know.
You are almost 18.
This fucking man. He tries to say that he never masturbated to the thought of her until they got back from their vacation.
Bull. Fucking liar. Shit. You're just watching stepdaughter porn
and not thinking of your stepdaughter? Yeah.
Yeah.
She proposes that they break their vacation rule and try to have this relationship at home. He has, like, zero fight in him, and he caves.
Yeah,
I
know.
He starts kissing her and undressing her. Zero fight.
He said, okay.
Yep, you're right. We should.
You have a point. You are mature for your age.
No one's gonna know.
What's the worst that could happen?
But before it goes further, there's knocking on the door. She runs to get presentable, and Dominic smooths his shirt, opening the door to his brother Seth with the suitcase. Seth lets them know that he's going to stay for 3 whole days, and now Stassi is like internally like, this motherfucker.
Well, he's like, well, the first time his wife died, he needed me, so I'm going to be here the second time. I'm a good brother.
Right.
His second wife died. I need to be here for my brother. You know, he's having a rough time not fucking his stepdaughter.
Definitely not. That would be weird.
Right.
They go to dinner and Stassia plans to try and ditch Seth on some poor, undeserving woman in hopes that she takes him for the night so her and Dominic can finish what they started before Seth showed up. She even goes as far as being stopped by a woman on her way to the restroom, and the woman asks about Seth. Stassia lets the woman know that it's her stepdad's brother. He's in town for the night, and she asks Stassia to send him over, so her game plan is in motion. Stassia, Dominic, Seth, and this woman named Rachel from the bar walk to a different bar. And once they arrive, Rachel's friends are drooling all over Dominic. And now Stassia's like, this backfired on me.
If anyone's going to be fucking my stepdad, it's going to be me.
It's me, not women his age at a bar. Seth tries to push him towards one of Rachel's friends, but Dominic politely says he's not interested in getting lucky in front of his stepdaughter. And his wife died 2 months ago, man. So, like, chill.
Yeah.
Don't pull the dead wife card, you piece of shit.
I mean, yeah, don't pull the dead wife card. And I was just about to say, yeah, his wife died only 2 months ago. That's not even that long. But like, he fucked his stepdaughter already.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He clearly doesn't care.
No. Seth goes back to the table and they decide to say Stassia is sick so that they can leave. They rush to the car so they can have a quickie. But Seth calls and is like, why'd you guys leave me?
You guys are horrible hosts.
He wants to go home and not with one of these women. So he'll meet them back at the car. But they're both pissed. They have a short amount of time, so they need to make the most of it. He tells her to take her pants and underwear off.
I slide them off, and before I can slide them into my purse, he pulls them from my hands and runs his fingers over them. These are wet as hell, Stoss. That means your sticky sweet cunt is ready for me. Yes. Yes, it is.
They have their quickie, and he tells her to come to his room later. He needs more.
Don't wipe. Don't pee. Don't do anything with your pussy until I can taste what's in there. I bite my lip at his sinful words and clench around him. But it's you too. I don't care. I want to taste us together. Pull your panties and pants on and hold it in there.
Want to taste that UTI.
He said, if you shit, don't wipe it. I need a snack after.
Ugh.
She says okay and then gets her underwear and pants on quickly, and then they pick Seth up, trying to air out the car for a minute. They're literally like spraying air freshener.
Goodness gracious.
But Seth is hammered and he doesn't notice. When they get home, Dominic has to practically carry his brother inside. He gets Seth to his bed and then goes and grabs Stassia so they can go to his room. He eats her out on his marital bed that he shared with her mom, his dead wife.
Yeah, he did.
He gives her 2 more orgasms before she goes back to her room for the night. Dominic sleeps till 10:30 in the morning. And then he checks his phone. There's nothing from Stassia, so he assumes that she's probably asleep. He goes downstairs and sees Seth is awake and asks how Seth is feeling. Seth says that he feels like shit and could probably use another day of sleep, but that feeling is completely dimmed by the fact that Dominic's fucking his stepdaughter.
Oh, shit.
Seth tells him that he woke up last night to use the restroom and heard everything.
Okay, but like a week ago, you were like, hey, that hot piece of ass stepdaughter walking around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pick a side.
Maybe he's bummed that he lied to him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Seth wants to know when, where, how long, and most importantly, what the fuck, Dominic? Dominic tells him that it's been since their vacation, and Seth is disgusted and tells Dominic that this is the most fucked up thing he's ever heard of. But again, he was telling him.
He was telling him to do it.
Dominic admits that he thinks he loves Stassia, and Seth says no one is going to approve of this and how fucked up it is. Stassia wakes up to Micah calling her. He begs her to meet for coffee today. He has something that he needs to discuss with her alone, and it's important. She says okay, and she gets in the shower. Afterwards, Dominic intercepts her, letting her know that Seth knows about them. And when Seth leaves, they need to talk because he's all in and wants to be with her if she wants that too. She finishes getting ready. She lets Dominic know where she's going and she heads out. At the coffee shop, Micah offers her tuition and an apartment off campus. And she takes it like completely 180. She says that he's trying to control her, that he's butting into her life. And I think he was just genuinely trying to look out for her.
Yeah, and like probably make up for lost time. He's like, what can I do? Like, let me make up for lost time with you.
And she's like, you're going to fucking control me.
I'm sorry. If somebody was like, hey, I'll pay for your college tuition and get you an apartment. You're dumb if you don't say yes to that. You're dumb.
Yeah, you want me to fuck you too? Because I will.
Yeah, I'll do anything you want.
He lets her know, again, he's trying to make up for lost time, and she simply just refuses to take the help. And then on top of all of that, he starts talking about how weird Dominic is with her, and she's done for because nobody talks about her mans like that.
Oh, God.
He tells her that she's making a huge mistake by thinking she knows everything at 18, and he leaves. She comes home crying, letting Dominic know what happened. He's proud of her for sticking up for herself, and then she's somehow naked, and even though Seth is home, they're gonna fuck. She admits that she's in love with him too, and she's all in. He leaves the room for a moment and tells Seth to leave, which Seth does, and now Dominic's back in his room.
He's like, hey, I have to fuck my stepdaughter. You need to leave the house.
Yeah, you really gotta go. You can't listen to this.
She's loud as hell.
He's like, you already think it's gross, so just go, please. I was thinking, I'm ready for you to fuck me. She swallows. Back there, she whispers, I want you to have me completely. Fuck, Stassi, you're serious? I need to make you come first. A lot. You've never had anal sex, and I want to get you nice and loose and languid and drunk on me and my cock, and then I'm going to fuck this sweet ass of yours. Yep.
He primes her with her vibrator, and then he takes her ass.
We're probably yucking somebody's yum right now.
Good.
I begin to inch my way inside of her asshole, and I stuff a fist into my mouth. A whole fist? And bite down as I'm currently a centimeter into, quite frankly, the tightest fucking vessel of my life. Oh my God. Okay.
This is where I'm like, I mean, you lost me from page one, but as he fucks her ass, they start talking about having a baby together and their whole life plan ahead of them.
And he does, I don't know if it's in your notes or if it already happened, but he does openly discuss his sex life with her mom with her.
Yes. What the I fuck? Skipped that because that was weird as fuck.
What's he like? This is what me and your mom did.
Well, he talks about how she's better at sex than her mom.
Her dead mom.
And how her mom, like, wasn't down for all his freak nasty shit.
Oh my God. That's a little crazy.
They both come and collapse on the bed saying their I love yous. A couple weeks go by and Stassi is getting ready for college. They're still very much in love. And one day when she's out with Kate, Micah stops by the house. He's there to see Dominic. He tells Dominic that they need to talk inside. And once they're behind closed doors, he passes Dominic a folder of photos, like hundreds of photos of Dominic and Stassi together intimately. Micah tells Dominic that he's going to stay away from Stassi. Micah tells him that he will fucking ruin him with these photos and asks how long he's been sleeping with his daughter and a student. Dominic says that he didn't touch her till she turned 18. Micah rightfully does not believe him and tells him to end it today or his career is ruined and he's fine with her being collateral damage. Micah says, I know it's going to fuck her up for a while, but she'll get over it eventually. You will never teach again.
You know, I really like it how the book villainizes Micah, but then like as adults we're like, you know what, Micah's not so bad. He's like kind of the only guy thinking with his head.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure, wasn't in his kid's life like at all, but it's really making a comeback here.
Yeah,
yeah, but like this is supposed to be his villain arc. We're supposed to dislike him.
I like him.
No, I like him.
Then Micah leaves. When Stassi gets home, Dominic breaks her heart. He tells her it's over because what the fuck was he doing fucking his stepdaughter, trying to be in a relationship with her only months after his wife and her mom died. Then he grabs his suitcase as she pleads with him and he says his goodbyes. It's been 2 weeks since he's spoken with her. He gets updates daily from her friend Kate, which apparently Kate knows about them, and now he texts Kate asking how Stassi is, which is fucking weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Kate lets him know that Stassi is not well, and Kate tells him to please go get her back. He finally tells Kate the truth about Micah and how he can't do that, And then he hears Stacia on the other line with Kate saying that she's gonna kill Micah. So Kate had Stacia on Skype and then was on the phone with Dominic on speaker. So now Stacia knows why they broke up.
Jesus.
She tells Dominic Micah is on his way to their house right now. And Dominic says that he'll be there too. They'll face this bully together. They like paint him as a bully.
Yeah, what the fuck?
They hang up, and as he pulls into the driveway, she runs to his car and he catches her. They kiss and he tells her that he loves her so much. He walks them upstairs, and as soon as the door closes, his dick is out of his sweats and he's shoving her pants down and his dick is inside her.
Yeah, yeah.
Later, Micah arrives and he's pissed to see Dominic there, but Stacia's going for blood with her biological dad. She blackmails her father with the fact that he's still in the mob life and has ties to it that can't be erased, and she's willing to ruin his life too by taking her evidence to the FBI.
Oh.
She asks for a thumb drive with all of the copies of the photos and begs Micah to just back the fuck off. In 18 years, she's never asked him for anything, and I thought that was stupid because she didn't even know he existed, but whatever.
Yeah.
But she wants this. She wants Dominic. Micah relents because he can't afford to go back to prison, and he lets them know that they are both sick and twisted in the head, and he's gone. We fast forward 5 years later, they're married, and she's about to have their first baby boy.
I mean, I guess at least they waited 5 years.
And thank God it's not a girl, or else she'd have some competition.
She would really be the third wife to die, and he would fuck his biological daughter.
Yep. It's just, he's been escalating this entire time.
Yeah.
The end.
The end.
So, Riley, how many red pepper emojis do you give this one?
I'm going to be for real. I don't think this is my jam. Unfortunately, I do think I am a king shamer in some ways. It just is what it is. I'm vanilla. Call me prude. I think I'll give it 2.5. It was like entertaining, but just not my cup of tea. And I kind of hated both of them. What did you guys think?
I gave it a 2.
Okay.
My main issue is that if he would have became her stepdad when she was 18 and then the mom died like a year later, cool. The fact that he watched her grow up from a child is where I have issues. And then he fantasized about her as she was underage. I have issues.
I gave it a 3 purely for it was easy to read. I don't have a stepdad, so.
Doesn't freak you out?
Doesn't freak me out as much. I still thought the underage stuff was super yucky. Yeah, that's what I gave it.
Fair.
Well, on the next episode, we are telling Riley all about Waking Olivia by Elizabeth O'Rourke. And we're going to have her look at the cover and give us her best guess on what it might be about.
It says it's a college sports romance. Fuck if I know. Because the cover, he's like touching her lip, her eyes are closed, there's mountains. I think she's going to be new to the college. Like a new student, new in town. She's going to meet this jock and he's going to be like automatically in love with her. But she's going to have her guard up. But they hang out, they have some banter. She really gets to know him and they fall in love. But for some reason, she has to leave town. Something to do with her family. She has to leave town. There's like a third act breakup. Yuck. We hate it. But then she comes back and they end happily ever after.
I mean, I guess that's like the general premise.
Oh.
There is a reason it's called Waking Olivia.
Does she have narcolepsy?
She does not have narcolepsy, no.
Ah, but you should find one of those. You're good at finding things. I'd love a book about narcolepsy.
I will say she does have a sleep disorder.
Sleep apnea. She can't breathe.
That CPAP.
Well, I guess we'll find out next episode.
We will. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to hear the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I do blind reactions to Reddit erotica every Tuesday.
Yeah, do it.
Please check us out on Instagram @smutupandlistenpodcast.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.